from KQED.
Well, if TV and radio ads aim to persuade the masses, phone banks and door knockers provide a more personal touch to campaigns. Well, this year, new digital technologies are taking that kind of voter targeting to another level, one that some people might find a little too close for comfort. But will it make a difference in the election's outcome? Arthi Shahani reports.
Local campaign director Ariel Kelly is sipping coffee at a neighborhood cafe in San Francisco's Richmond District. Tapping the floor with her 3-inch heels, Kelly watches her door-knocking team from a website on her MacBook.
I get to see in real time exactly where they are using the GPS on the cell phone that they're holding. This is Charlie's territory right here.
Kelly is monitoring Charlie's every move on Anza and Balboa. She sees the name, age, and party of the targeted voter, and the exact time, down to the microsecond, of Charlie's visit. Kelly sees it's over when his green dot turns into a red check mark. Then there's the spreadsheet logging ballot measures and candidates.
It basically says which member of my team talked to which specific voter, how that voter is feeling about our candidate, and then answers to a survey that we're asking them to do.
Kelly says this digital door knocking app helps her react quicker.
So if we're seeing a trend that people all of a sudden aren't supporting our candidate or there's a strong feeling about a particular issue, we can then adapt based on that information.
Candidates can lose just because their canvassers don't have time to tally paper logs. Nico Mealy is a professor at the Harvard Kennedy School. Mealy says mobile technology is revamping the election toolkit and giving canvassers a new job.
If I was going to be radical, I'd say that polling is eventually going to disappear because you're simply not going to need to sample anymore. You'll have such immediate house-by-house data based on digital reporting.
Kind of funny, huh, that when you save people like hundreds of hours of work, that has dollar values associated with it.
That's Ralph Garvin. The Stanford-trained computer scientist is part of a cottage industry in San Francisco that's grown in response to the 2012 election cycle. Organizer Garvin's startup and others like Votizen have raised millions from venture capitalists with the idea that micro-messaging can one day overtake mass media.
You can go to the door and show someone a video that is tailored to that person's demographic. The more I can send a message to you that is about you, the higher chance I have of resonating with people that care about the issues that I care about.
In the name of marketing, the 2012 campaigns are testing the limits of privacy. Presidential candidates are mining vacation histories and mortgage payments, just so their campaign workers can get really personal. Harvard professor Mealy says elections are a time to experiment.
Just like Kennedy put on makeup to go on television to debate Richard Nixon and had a real impact, the candidates and the party that figures out how to use social media and emerging technologies to their advantage will win.
Hi, I'm Eric Swalwell. I'm running for the U.S. Congress and running against 40-year incumbent Pete Stark.
Candidate Swalwell is standing at a doorway in Pleasanton, which his iPhone app told him to visit. The 31-year-old is among a growing minority of new candidates nationwide using technology to tackle better-known incumbents.
I think Congress is broken and you deserve new energy and ideas. And
hopefully, if you get in, you'll continue doing what you say you're going to do, which most of them don't do.
Swalwell logs the elderly voter as a yes on his phone and moves off to the next address. There's no response.
We can track the higher-performing voters, but not to tell us if they're home. That would be nice. A little intrusive, but nice.
Swalwell has also purchased a Facebook app tailor-designed for his volunteers to promote him. David Bruns of Castro Valley logs in to share a Swalwell article on his wall. The app rewards him for every personalized message.
As you progress through here, it gives you points.
Does that really work for you? Do you care how many points you have?
I don't want to be last. Somebody else that was on here was Otto that had 2,000 points or something along those lines.
I think he actually has something like 7,000 points.
Sorry. Okay, 7,000 points. I have a lot to do, I guess.
Bruns is using this new tool to evangelize for Swalwell on a whole other level.
As the kind of underdog in the race, he doesn't have as much name recognition. He hasn't been in the Congress for 40 years. And so I can put a little bit of that trust that my friends have with me into them with Eric.
Bruns won't know until November 6th just how many friends he's converted. For the California Report, I'm Arthi Shahani.